Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
We'll get into why I'm just David Ivey in a second. Nothing bad. Don't panic. And welcome to Pub Crawl, the best sorts of Vegas-y drinky goodness. I'm David.
Yay!
Hey! Yay! This week, insert name here, says that we went... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Okay, anyway. So what did we do this week? This week I'm solo, but we did tear it up, and I will struggle to try to regale you on what I did, what we did, and not just we, but a lot of us did. And also Cocktail of the Week, Drunk Term, Hey Bartender, more. But first, welcome to the chat room. And live studio audience, of course. Yay! In fact, is Alicia in the chat room? See, so there we go. Alicia is my lovely co-host, is not here this evening because she's in Texas dodging tornadoes. I know, pretty bad. But I will try to carry on, my wayward sons, and do this thing. Anyway, if you need to get a hold of me, us, we're pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. You can follow our adventures at the LV Locals at the Twitter. Also, the Vegas Video Network at the Twitter. No, just Vegas Video Network without an O, right? And an E. I'd like to buy a vowel, Alex. It's not Alex, though. It was... No, Alex was Pat. Yes, all right. Also, iTunes, audio and video. You can get all the versions there. And that's that. So, without further ado, let me get to Cocktail of the Week. So funny doing the show by yourself. I'm like, and email at PubCrawl, because I'm not used to doing all this stuff. And handling all this and handling all the drinks. This week's drink, you'll know why later, is called the Sewer Rat. Give it to us.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah, baby.
So check that out. We'll explain that picture in a little while, too. Vodka, peach schnapps, Kahlua, and orange juice. Actually, vodka and orange juice. Every time I say that, I think of Kiss Alive 1. Some of you like to taste of alcohol. I mean, anyway. So it's an ounce of, see, I got to read it this time. Ounce of vodka, that's two. An ounce of peach schnapps, that's two. Because I don't like these singles. An ounce of Kahlua, which normally would make me not want to have this drink. Kahlua. Syrupy, coffee-flavored. Okay. And 2 ounces of orange juice. So, I'll just wing it. One, two. Stirred into a highball. Actually, I did test this drink because I didn't want it to totally blow. It's actually fantastic. And I don't like, what are these called? Screwdrivers, kind of a screwdrivery drink. But I'm also a little sick this week, so this is probably good for me. I'm going to pour this into a highball glass with some ice. Also, drunk term of the week, ladies and gentlemen, which I have to do also. BYOB. Hit it. BYOB. I bet you think you know what it means. It means bring your own booze or beer. But actually, As far back as the 1800s, it used to mean bring your own basket to a picnic. That's sweet. But now it means bring your own beer. There's my drink. All right. That's so good. That's so incredibly good. Oh, wait. For future. There's a little tiny one. We'll see why in a second. Okay, that was Drunk Turn Those Cocktail Weeks. Let me look at my notes. Next is Pub Crawl Adventure! Ladies and gentlemen, this week's adventure started on Thursday, continued on till about an hour ago. It also involved an old friend of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Rat.
Oh.
It just downed
his drink. Oh, man. By the way, I'm a little empty here.
Oh, man.
Help
all
my
right,
brother
right.
out. That was a good drink. Oh, shit. My hand eyes thing, not great. Oh, you're a good man, Charlie Brown.
No, you got it. You got it.
What's
so,
that?
Oh, here's what happened, people. Last week, we decided, I knew we were going to do the show solo, because I knew we were going to do the show solo. There's some grammar. So we said, let's bring Rat with us drinking on our pub crawl adventure.
Yeah, baby.
Ended up not being the best idea we could have possibly done. See, what happened was, started on Thursday night, where Senior Rat got a little too drunk and blacked out about halfway through the night.
I consider it more of a nap.
And,
sometimes Rat's got, oh, check that out. I got tatted. That's not the best tat we ever could find. But shit, what do you want? It's, oh, hey, that's a good network. I think they'll go far. It was a nap, not blacking out, really.
So let's see. Let's start adventure. Where Rat lost it. We went back for happy hour at Capo's Italian something or other. What's it called?
Capo's.
Capo's on. It's Capo's is what it's called. I've talked about it before. It's kind of the mobbed up joint. They do have a good happy hour, actually, though. Half price apps. Fly Me to the Moon. I don't know what that means. Singer. They had live entertainment. We had Cody, the bartender, who was absolutely fantastic and made our drink from last week's show. How about that? Somebody had a few too many of those, and then we started doing shots.
I like the shots. By the way, thanks for taking me out. What was that kid's name you took out that one time? I forgot that kid's name.
Oh, Brad.
Brad.
You know, Brad,
if you're watching, brother, where's my camera? Over here?
Yeah.
If Brad, are you watching? I get it. Because, man, this was hard work. Oh, look at that lower third happening right there. This is a big time network. Okay, go ahead. Let's tell the story because it's not pretty.
No, it's not. So, Capo's did some shots with Cody, the bartender. You wouldn't think Cody at a place called Capo's, but actually he was a good bartender.
Yep.
Good appetizers.
Yep.
Had some good time, good entertainment. Anyway, decided we weren't done with the Italian, so let's hop in the car, or call a cab is what we actually did, and head to Capri, what was it? No.
Oh, man, that is the best drink I've ever had.
Carluccio's.
Sorry.
But on the way, we took a little video from the back of the cab.
This is classic.
So
Steven Burstyn continues to be my bitch. That's all I can say.
So,
oh, by the way.
Ah, with this.
Little low on the drinky poo there, brother.
Yeah.
I'm Rat.
I tell you what, there was a lot of air guitar by Rat all weekend. And
oh, man, you pour like the people over at the Venetian.
Except I don't charge 15 bucks.
Dude, you know, you're pouring like, oh, man. Here, I'll just put that as like behind my ear. Okay, go ahead.
So we head to Carluccio's, one of our favorite places over in Tropicana, where we continue to drink martinis. Bartender Kelly was great. We've heard some not so great things about her, but you know what? She was awesome. That was a Thursday night.
She's hot.
We met up with our friend Portland. PD, as we call him. I'm sure you probably don't remember this, but there was a lot more air guitar being played and somebody singing with the piano player. That would be Rat singing with the piano player.
First of all, PD, Port Dave, that is the nicest dude ever.
Sure is one of the nicest.
Mr. Smiley Pants.
Yes, yes. So then we got a tip to go to Dispensary. A Dispensary is on Tropicana and Eastern, only a couple blocks off the strip. And was absolutely one of the new coolest places we've ever been to. In fact, we've been twice since this.
David,
over the weekend. Yes.
That's one place I don't remember.
I bet. Well, by that point on a Thursday, it was after midnight. We went there for burgers, which are amazing. Dispensary has $3.95 hamburgers, steak burgers with fries. Unbelievably good. They have a big water wheel that turns in there. The whole place is carpeted. Really classy joint for like a little dive bar, but it is really nice. Cheap. About that time, I'm trying to think of his name. Oh, Josh, the bartender who wasn't even working, he was just there partaking in the bar, started passing around shots of 1800 that Brad had four of.
Yeah, I use that as a bathing material. See, sometimes when you're a rat like me, you don't smell so good. But if you want to hang out with the bums, if you smell like, what was it we had?
1800.
Yes.
Cuervo.
You have that.
Tequila.
Bums, well, they suck on you. It's like I'm a sponge of booze.
Right, you're like a bum lozenge.
I'm a bum lozenge.
Which actually ended up 3 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. That reminds me, but we won't go into that.
That's the name of my new band, Bum Lozenge. All right, we're one of those growl bands. Remember those guys?
Right, yeah, they,
Bum Lozenge! I wish I had another drink, but apparently I'm at the Venetian. Please continue, I'm sorry.
All right. So, Dispensary, awesome. I give it 4 stars. Absolutely great place. We ended up, and stumbled home. Friday. Yeah. Now, see, Rat's sleeping on the couch, so Friday.
By the way. Great. I like what you did with the place.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we did have it retiled.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's Capo's, as a matter of fact.
Have we talked about that place yet?
No, we did. And that was, there was you on the,
nice.
That's an empty one.
What was I drinking there?
That would be a Jack and Coke.
That's a good drink right there,
You were
baby.
All about the Jack and Coke. You're like, I wanted to stay up late. Like, well, there you go.
Well, I thought that meant it was Jack, the Ripper and cocaine. And I fell asleep much earlier than I expected. By the way, that's a hell of a tattoo, just so you know. Please continue.
So Mandalay Bay with the RM Seafood, what we used to call our best bar in the world. It still is one of the best bars in the world, but it made some changes. The bartender has been changed. New guy's just as equally good as our old guy Tony was. Odd enough, Tony went to Cosmopolitan, where all good bartenders go when eventually. Alicia got a hot tin roof, which is, you know, her and the Mezcal. She got a Mezcal drink with St. Germain and Luxardo, fresh Oro Blanco, which I don't even know what that is. I got a ginger resin, a lot of lemongrass syrup and ginger. It was one of, it's that kind of bar. It's one of those kind of fancy. Rat was doing crowns and Coke. Not very fancy, but.
You know what? I learned that from Chris Phillips, the crown.
Right.
Oh, hello. Sorry about that. Bad housekeeping. I'm blind, apparently. Can't tell what I'm looking for. Man, I have got to keep drinking. So, hey, somebody bring me a beer, because our bartender here is not helping the brother out.
Well, you're going too fast. This is what happened was all weekend. So,
2 ounces. It's 1 ounce.
Well, you're tiny.
Well, it's true. Part of me is tiny.
Oh.
There's a part below the bar over here.
That we'll get to that when we get to later in the evening.
They don't call me tripod for nothing.
When you're only 2 inches above the ground.
Easy.
Right?
Don't make a rat cry, man. That's totally uncool.
So, then at least you got a Corpse Review 2, which is one of the best drinks ever. If you're ever in a fancy bar, get a Corpse Review. Corpse Reviver, sorry. And there's a bunch of different ones. The number 2 is kind of the more famous one, but there's like, I think, 5 Corpse Reviver. They're supposed to bring you out of a hangover, but they'll also cause one. Happy hour there is still 3 to 7. Beer's $3, wine $7, special cocktails half price. Great place. Travis, the new bartender. Great guy. We ended up there for way too long and then got a call that said, hey, we're all over at Davy's Locker. Now, if you don't know much about Davy's Locker, It's right behind here in maybe the worst neighborhood of Las Vegas outside of maybe right just north of the downtown. But as far as unincorporated Las Vegas, it's probably the worst neighbor. You have to buzz in.
David?
Yes?
That's my neighborhood.
Well, we were going to drop Rat off because we were, but...
That's a little mean, David. I dig that you're a rock star and all that
I mean worse in like a cool way,
It didn't come that way when I first heard it. I felt a little sad, really. I'll have a little... No, I won't have a little drink. I'm going to hit the elevator and find a drink. Go ahead and keep talking.
All right. But we went to...
Fuck, no drinking. All right, sorry, go ahead.
We go to Davy's Locker, met up with some friends. Davy's Locker is one of those, every drink is $2. Everything is $2. People were buying me rounds, and I'm thinking, man, they must really like me. No, it turns out they're $2. It's just easier for one guy to go get them than everybody go throw their $2. About that point, this is like, it's in the wee hours. Somebody hit a song on the jukebox, and we got a little video of Davies.
What's up, Melissa?
Hey, Margaret, what's up? Telephone line. Breath and sing.
That Margaret was a sweet gal.
Yeah,
right,
well, that was about... one of four that you ended up dancing with that night. Dancing.
Can I just say one thing about Margo?
Right.
She knows how to make a rat feel like a mouse.
It's not like make a man feel like a young child.
Well, rats don't have a good, thing going, but everybody loves a mouse. Oh, a mouse is cute, blah, blah, blah. So she made me feel like a mouse.
Right.
Mickey Mouse. Anyways,
sorry. So, Davy's Locker, Desert Inn. Right behind here, not too far. It's kind of Desert Inn and Maryland Parkway. Awesome, awesome bar. Don't go alone, but go. It's awesome. It's really fun. It's not that bad. Again, as long as they buzz you in. If they don't buzz you in, just get back in your car and get out of there. Because, you don't want to mess around out there. But
tell them you know me.
Say you know Rat. And sad thing is they might go, which Rat?
Right. And they'll say, come on in. We want to kick your ass because he owes us money.
This is how he paid his bar tab in 3 weeks.
We weren't going to talk about that.
Right. Well, no, that was the other end. Okay, so Saturday, we ended up way out at one of our favorite places, Agave. It's a Mexican restaurant way out right across the street from the Red Rock Casino. Mm-hmm. One of the best Mexican restaurants in the world. And we're from Los Angeles. We know good Mexican restaurants. The best thing is we walked in, and there was a tweaker there, like a guy on crystal meth was sitting at the bar. A reason I know he was on crystal meth is he talked like he was on crystal meth. He did that.
What does that mean?
It was all weird. But he did give us $40. So that was kind of cool.
I thought he was just a really nice guy.
Yeah, but he was a nice tweaker. He had just won. We walked in and he just showed me, look at all the money I made. And it just had a big stack. He's like, I just hit $1,000 or whatever. And then the bartender walked in and said, what can I get you? And I go, well, he will get us a, joking around. And he went, that's right. I'm not stingy. I'm not stingy. I'm not, freaking out and started throwing money at us. We're like, okay. And luckily he left and we had a beautiful dinner. It was fantastic.
Will that be one of our tips to hang out with people who are tweaking on that?
Exactly. If you can help it, do that because to say, and just guilt them into giving you money.
I think that might be the next last call. Find somebody, a meth head, who will buy you a lot of drinks.
Right. But our only notes was Agave tweaker dude gave us $40. It was fantastic. Food's always great there. From there, we drove right down the street to what we've been trying to hit for a long time. It's an Irish bar in town called Three Angry Wives. We finally got in there. Didn't do a full review because someone was feeling a little sick from the nachos. That would be Rat. And so I was really afraid that we were going to...
Thank you, David. Even if it's empty... I like the fumes. All right, go ahead.
So we'll do a full review of it. It was kind of cool. I wasn't completely stoked yet. But again, first trip. I'm going to save judgment till we do a full night, spend a couple hours in there. Tons of gaming. One of those places where it was separated between the dining area and the rest of the thing with the glass or the smoking, which kind of feels a little goofy.
I think they're going to stop that.
Really?
I do.
Like they're going to not have smoking at all?
Yeah, I heard that, you know, we're going to get Goodman in there or somebody who's going to make that change because a man's got to smoke.
Right. Oh, they're going to make it so you can just smoke everywhere?
Yeah.
The way it used to be?
Yes.
Old school?
Yes.
I'm in. Okay. I don't even smoke. But I think that's, you know, that's...
It's part of the ambiance, man. We're all big people. We're all adult rats.
Adults, if you don't
smoke. I'm going to have a drink. I want to have a smoke.
Yep.
Let me have a smoke.
I'm with you.
I smoke when I move too fast.
So that's out of Charleston. That's kind of cool place. Like I said, we'll do a full review of that. Then that was on our way across town to Sunset Station, which is one of the nicer of the stations. We went from one station to another, Red Rock, all the way out to Sunset Station. We saw one of the best bands in town. Band called Naugahyde. They play what they call kick-ass mustache rock, and it's Don't Fear the Reaper and you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and that kind of stuff. They're really funny, really good. We had kind of an incident, though, where someone kind of got jumped on stage and kind of got beat up by the band. And if you watch this video, you'll see why this kind of happened.
Again with the videos. If I stay here with you. First of all, the guitar player says,
Is that a Muppet?
Yeah. So I had to have sex with that guitar player.
Well, what happened was...
To tell him, Muppet isn't hung like this, baby.
Well, what happened was somebody doesn't like people messing with their Freebird vibe.
Right.
So it ended up being altercation. Security was involved. It wasn't too pretty.
All I know is the station security are a bunch of little babies because I kicked everybody's ass. All of a sudden, drummer comes up who know that he was going to have anything because most drummers aren't respected. I know. I'm a drummer. Meanwhile, he hits me with the drumstick in the place where somebody's hand normally goes up, which is happening right now, and it usually feels pretty good. This time, not so much. Passed out. Needed help.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. We actually ended up over at the hospital, and it was a whole incident with Naugahyde. But you know what? It actually ended up being a really fun night. But I think we have a shot of you doing. Yeah, there's some.
Oh.
See, that was literally the 12th tequila and coke that you were drinking. There was a Cuervo Black and coke that you were doing.
Well,
and
12 is my lucky number.
Right. And then Freebird came on. Well, there you go. I mean, as you can tell from that shot.
Yeah, the problem was that was 12, 13, 14, and 15.
Right.
And when you get to 15 drinks, I don't care who you are. If you're a rat, you are screwed.
Yeah, it was. And like I said, then they played Freebird, and it was on.
Right.
Yeah, so that ended up being, on the way back from the hospital Sunday morning, we stopped at one of our favorite places, Egg Works. In fact, I think we got a shot of you there at Egg Works. There in the AM, yeah. There's a little.
If I could make a statement about that particular look,
right.
First of all, I was incognito because fans from the Naugahyde show were following us.
We were right there, yes.
And they wanted to show their appreciation for being able to take a drumstick up the whole thing that I have, and I was hungover.
Right, yeah, that was pretty bad. It was about 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Egg Works, by the way, this town has a lot of egg places. Go to them. They're really good. That was a double cup of coffee. You had all the coffee out of that pot. But
I just don't know how you two do it every weekend.
Well, we don't normally get in fights with the band, but that's a whole different
story. It was not my fault. They called me a Muppet. I can't have Kermit and Stephen Percy are my bitches. Although, I'll tell you, I had a night with Miss Piggy once.
Oh.
All I got to say is, I itch down there now.
little swine flu.
Yeah, I like bacon.
Making bacon. Well, I was making bacon. There goes our sponsorship with Warner Brothers.
They weren't really going to sponsor us anyways.
All right. Well, that was it. We went to Egg Works. Then we had to take Alicia to the airport. And then we actually went to a couple bars, but that's a whole other story that I won't mention on the air. And
because I got arrested.
Right.
And I would, by the way, I want to say hi to the Henderson Police Department, because you guys have the softest hands I've ever had in a full body strip search. And I know David was thinking about bailing me out. He actually said, "Rat, you want to come out?" I said, "No."
No,
these guys are good.
Your exact words were, "These guys moisturize. I'm fine in here."
That's right.
Yeah.
And I like, do you guys know about Jergensen's? Because that Jergensen smells good. It does, you know, sometimes when I see Jergensen's, I get aroused. And when they came at me with the Jergensen's, I thought, this is the best day of my life. I got to spend the weekend with Dave and Alicia, did some round and round, and got a little rubbed down by the Henderson Police Department. So overall, right, this is the best show ever.
It did take a little bit to get it out of your fur, but that was a...
But I liked the comb part.
So that was our adventure.
That was, by the way, thank you to Portland Dave for combing that stuff out of me.
That's right. He was the only one sober enough to handle the
comb. Good to have a taxi driver do stuff
right,
like
right.
that. Thank you.
So, anyway, normally right now, I would have Alicia read some emails, but since she's not here, we don't have any emails.
And I can't read.
And I can't read. I'm going to finish making this one drink right here, or two.
Oh, is there any chance I might get a little bit
yes,
more of that?
There absolutely is.
I know somebody who's a good friend of mine who would like a bigger glass if you could help the brother out.
That I could do.
Watch this. You know what? On another network show here, we had a magician.
Right.
His name was Nathan Burton.
Oh, yeah.
And this cat is, he taught me how to make a glass levitate. Check this shit out. Watch.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. This is a lot harder than it looks. Oh. It ain't no wonder I get paid the way I get paid.
Yeah, no, that's...
So... You know what? You can give the guy with his hand in my ass the little one here. Give me that big baba right there, but oh yeah. Oh, that smells good.
No,
oh.
it's
oh yeah. That a lack.
And that's the real one. That's an actual
here you go,
an
Scott.
Actual sewer rat.
I'll just hand that one off to you. Stand by. Oh, don't spear.
Oh man. Risky maneuvers. All right.
I make a slurpy sound sometimes when I breathe. Watch this. Man, that felt pretty good.
All right.
You were saying, David.
So, it doesn't happen on all shows. It actually doesn't. No, it doesn't happen in Vegas. It happens on our show, and it could not happen on our show quick enough.
That's hurtful, by the way. I am working hard here, and I'm getting no respect. And by the way, that's a nice logo. Oh, wait.
Oh, that is it. Yeah, right there.
You did that, didn't you?
I did that.
Nice work, buddy.
There you go. I did this one, too. It's on Last Call.
Oh. By the way, that buzzy fly sound,
right.
I hear that every day at home. Sadly. I think I'll have a sip. Why don't you go to, Jacob, could you go to the one shot of David so I can have a sip here and no one will know the magic? Oh, that was, nobody saw me come into that shot. Well played. All right, talk to us about the last call.
All right, this is how not to get thrown out. Throw up, knocked out, knocked up, or thrown in jail in Las Vegas.
Yeah! So, way to go, David.
With summer approaching, actually, summer's damn near here right now. Well, Memorial Day is this Monday. That's official start of summer, right?
Yes.
Which pools in Las Vegas are open to the public and non-guests? I wish I can give you the whole list, but it's too long to go into. But what I can tell you is this. Caesars, Venus Pool is open to the public from 9 a.m. to 6. $20 on Saturday nights for the big party. Now, that happens a lot. Flamingo charges 15. Mirage charges varies per day. Rio's 10 bucks. Actually, Rio was free last year. I might want to double check that. Golden Nugget, I know the Shark Tank's 10 bucks. There are websites. If you just do a search for, actually, kind of what I wrote, Las Vegas pools open to the public. That's your keyword. You'll get sites like Vegas.com, Las Vegas Advisor, a bunch of them that'll list them off. It's actually a really good tip because you can just go to the pool. Or you just walk in, grab your shorts, grab your towel, walk in, bars are always there. They're going to be expensive. The bars are really pricey at the pool. But you're at the pool, and there's bikinis, and it's a party. Look into it. Go to the ones. If you're staying in a hotel that doesn't have a good pool, which there are a few, Planet Hollywood, Hilton, the ones that are just a hole in the cement, go to a good pool. Find one that's open. Go down the street. You know, just grab your flip-flops and go to a cool pool. It's a party. It's so fun. They close pretty early, because they're not deep, and they close early because they don't want you there all night. They don't want the liability. So
I had a girlfriend like that once.
Oh. Not very deep and closes early.
Yes.
I've had the opposite.
That was sad. What? By the way, shout out to the Whitney Villa pool. That's open all night long.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And that's it. Look that up. If you want to get a hold of us, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. Send complaints to Scott at Podworks. Twitter, the ELV Locals. Also Twitter, Vegas Video Network. Pub Crawl. Oh, iTunes, audio and video. And Pub Crawl urges you to drink responsibly, not like we did this weekend. We did not drink responsibly. We did drive responsibly and got a cab. It helps to know a cab driver. Mm. There's a tip, know a cab driver.
Oh, especially one who likes to take Jergens lotion off of you with a comb.
But a nickel for every cab driver that's done that to me. remember, we may leave stuff out, but we don't make stuff up, at least not important stuff. And till next week. Cheers, brother.
It was good working with you. Oh, wait a minute. We almost forgot one thing. Wait. Go back.
Wait,
we got to give you a little pitch-a-poo. I may not be the guy who runs it, but I know the guy who's got his hand up my ass. And he wants you to give you a little pitch. Now, make it happen. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Look at that. We are official. That's the Fremont Street Experience webpage. We are on the front of that webpage. Thursday through Fridays, we are playing the 3rd Street stage from 9, 10, and 11 all summer long until September. That's us right there. Look how pretty we are in our spacesuits. We're the Nancy Reagans. We'll be on Fremont.
Word, that's so awesome.
Because of that, the show is moving to Mondays.
Good point.
Next week's show will be Monday night because Wednesday night I'll be down on Fremont doing that what you just saw.
Go check David out. You know what? You couldn't see my eyes this whole show, and it's because they've been closed. Good night, people. I love you.
Good night.